And it's the root of words like perhaps and haphazard, always a bit random. So you can say you're happy or unhappy, but I'm not sure you can say you're joyful or unjoyful. You heard of a word, unjoyful? So let's look at joy. Well, the Greek for joy is a word called chara, and it's the same type of word as the word in Greek for grace, which is charis. And so I think there's a link between grace and joy. And I think you would definitely agree that grace is not the same as luck. So I think that joy is not the same as happiness. And I thought that was quite interesting. So I thought, well, let's look for a verse in the Bible that speaks of joy that might give us a clue to what it is. And I found this one in John 15. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Now that's Jesus talking to his disciples. He must have just said something that's all about joy. So I look back a few verses. Now this is actually at the Last Supper. This is the night before Jesus died. And so he wanted his disciples to have joy, even though he was going to die. It definitely wasn't a happy time, but he definitely wanted his disciples to have joy. So looking back at those verses, I found something else that might give us a clue as to where joy comes from. What's this? A tree. It's a particular... A vine. Yes. And it grows. What fruit?
Grapes.
Yes. So a few verses earlier than that verse I read out, Jesus was talking about him being the vine, his father being the gardener, and the disciples themselves being branches. And the key verse is this one, John 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So let's think about a vine. Well, before it grows all the leaves and the grapes, it looks a bit like this. A bit unpromising, really. You'd think, how on earth could you get grapes from that? It's a very hardy plant. It does keep growing almost no matter what and does produce fruit. But one thing that is needed is that those branches on either side of the vine, the one in the middle, have to keep being strong and connected to that vine. That's where they get all their nourishment from. And so what Jesus was saying in that verse was, by the disciples staying close to him, they would be given joy. And it would happen naturally, just like the grapes grow on the vine. It happens naturally. Every year, grapes come. So how can we do that today? Well, I think we can do it both when we're happy and unhappy. When we're happy, we can be thankful for what we do have. And that will give us joy as well as happiness. And when we're unhappy, Jesus offers us to just remember that he is there with us, giving comfort and peace. And that in itself can give us joy. So it's there all the time, deeper than happiness. It might feel different depending on whether you're happy or unhappy, but it is there all the time. I'm going to read all of those verses again to just give you a chance to think about how Jesus gives us joy. So, I am the true vine, he says, and my Father is the gardener. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And so that's the message that Jesus gives to us today, that we can have joy if we remain connected to him, like those branches on the vine tree. Now, I'd like to just have a moment of quiet where you can think of an image of Jesus, either an image of Jesus himself, or maybe just use this image on the screen, the image of that vine, and think about the joy that he can bring you. If you're in a bad place, then maybe just think of the peace and the comfort that he can bring. And if you're happy, then thinking about things that you might want to be thankful for. So let's just have a few seconds quiet when we think of Jesus and the joy that he brings. Right. And obviously today we had the baptisms. Now that's a really joyful time, a baptism. And in preparing for the baptism, the parents and godparents of Jasper, Ruby and Bronte drew close to Jesus in order to think about what it was that they were committing to. And the joy as a result of that at the baptism was there to be seen. And sometimes we talk about jumping for joy. And that's the kind of thing that when we're happy, that might be the way of showing you're joyful. You might be jumping for joy. But of course, when you're not so happy, when you are in a bad place and you're feeling really down, then you can also think of Jesus and the joy that he brings. And instead of being like that, then you become like that. And that's what joy does to us when we're in that kind of place. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have given us that opportunity to have joy all the time. It's not dependent on external things. And we pray that like grace, which is free and just needs to be accepted, we might be able to accept your joy into our lives, no matter what's going on for us at the time. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And so, now that we've thought a bit about joy, as we finish the service, maybe go to the back again and think about those questions. What does joy feel like? And what makes you feel joyful? And Matt's also got some differences between happiness and joy. And so you might want to think about that. We're going to sing another song now. The one we just sang made us think about how we can bless God's name when we're both happy and sad in a difficult place. And this one also helps us to remember that blessing is given through joy when we're in a bad place or not.